This is Brother Dan Dan.
And this is Sister Angie.
And welcome to Sunday Service,
where we get to say and do whatever the hell we want.
Kasi ayoko may pagdebate, okay? It's a wonderful Sunday, everyone.
Lovely. Is it though? Is it though?
This one in particular, I'm not pretty sure, but and it turned out well in the end naman.
Are you sure?
Well,
are you
sure? Because we ended the Sunday with the recording with the G-Boys. Yay.
Oh, yes. Actually, kinilig ako to a certain extent. I don't know what it was. It's just like this caliber of the people that I was with. There's, of course, you. And then, wow. Of course, it's Gideon and Glenn. And I'm just like, ah!
Yung, alam mo, kapag when we do collabs, ito yung gusto ko na may ibang boses kang maririnig or may iba ka pang kasama. Mm-hmm. Although, at the back of my mind, naiisip ko na, shit, mukhang mahirap mang editing nito. But at the same time, parang okay lang. Kasi maganda yung turnout ng episode, which I like about collabs. Ano na sa mga podcasters. Yeah.
It's also getting the different opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys have to understand, as much as I love hearing Papsi Dandan's take, and he likes to hear me. You know, it's nice to hear what other people have to say mm-hmm. about our topics, especially when they have those personalities na talagang they could say anything mm-hmm. at any moment. Diba? So, I really appreciate
Now, on the other side of the coin, speaking of people who had different opinions. Ito na yung panira ng Sunday ko.
Sige na nga. I knew this was coming.
Okay. So, throughout the life of Goddess Longganisa, particularly the Facebook page, already made it clear na ayoko ng debate. And kinlaro ko rin sa lahat na this podcast will not and should not exist as a platform for people to hold debates.
preach! Preach, Brother Dan Dan.
Okay. I have to clarify na there are some instances naman. And actually, in general, debates nurture an environment where everyone can exchange ideas, and ideally, dapat, even after the debate, maayos pa rin kayo ng kadebate mo. Ganun yung nature, di ba, pag nagde-debate. Kahit magkaiba kayo ng opinion, ang goal nyo is maihatid nyo yung idea nyo across your opponent, in that sense, na and ang ultimate goal nyo, dapat kahit pagkatapos ng debate, maayos pa rin yung relationship nyo.
Yeah.
Ngayon, para sa mga listener namin na hindi familiar sa 80s scene, lalo na sa Pilipinas.
Ayan na naman. Okay.
Okay.
Kaya mo yan. Testify.
Hindi ko alam kung exclusive lang to sa mga Pilipino. Pero for some reason, especially from the time when I started joining atheist groups, when I became an atheist, napapansin ko yung kapag magkakaiba yung opinion nyo, hindi nagiging maayos or nagiging mag-aaway kayo. Okay.
Kasi it's the ayaw magpatalo.
Oo. Yan. Pataasan ng ihi. Mm-hmm. Yan, pagalingan, patalinuhan, paramihan ng alam na na false arguments, paramihan or pagandahan ng alam na na reference. Okay, I'm saying that not to say na hindi ako naging ganon. And hindi ako ganon. I'm saying na may tendency rin ako maging ganon, and that's one of the very reason why I don't like engaging in debates. Kasi una-una, pikon ako, and maikli ang pasensya ko.
Okay, I laugh because I am so hot-headed and I have such a bad temper. I have people who always tell me na ang ingay ko, I have a bad temper, minsan bad attitude pa ang sinasabi because I get so heated. Mm-hmm. But wow, when it comes to the patience, ay grabe ka. Like, guys, if you ever get into any kind of discussion on our godless SOCMED or social media platforms, if may matyaga at medyo mahabang pasensya, ako po yun. That's me. If it just, if there's a by Felicia moment or whatever, si Tito Dandan yun yan.
Okay. Una ko tong, well, sige, balik tayo doon sa mga nagde-debate sa, lalo na sa Facebook page. Kasi I rarely encounter people who wants to engage me in a debate sa Twitter or any other social media. For some reason, sa Facebook ko lang sila na-encounter.
Well, because it's the most common.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, that's the most common.
Mm-mm. Okay. So the first time someone tried to engage me in a debate sa Facebook page namin, I tried to be very civil and gusto ko gawing, na sabi ko, sige nga, gawin natin itong platform na baka mabago ko yung opinion niyan or at least ma-drive ko yung opinion ko across. Ang nangyari, naging isang malaking away at yung wala nang point yung sinasabi niya and wala nang kinalaman dun sa initial point na gusto niyang ipahatid. So, okay. So, right away, ginawa ko, I banned this person out of the Facebook page. And, parang, at that point, parang iilan lang yung followers ng Facebook page. So, bakit pa ako magbaban ng mga tao? Eh, kung ito yung kailangan ng Facebook page to gain more followers. So, babawas ko pa ba ng isa? But at that time, mas naisip ko na, mas para sa ikabubuti ng mental health ko, na wag na lang nilang makita. Or wag na lang sila mag-join sa Facebook page.
Right.
Ang
yung frustration mo talaga.
Oo. Ngayon, every now and then, some person would come in the Facebook page and thankfully, I now have Angie to handle the Facebook page with me. So, okay, nabawasan yon. And you handled it very well. Actually, ano, parang ako pa nga yung nagbubuyuso. Hindi, ano yan, wala, troll yan, ganyan.
Alam mo, guys, like I was telling Dandan kanina na parang I felt this urge to make it very clear. Like I wanted to inform the world na, guys, hindi ako yon. I don't want you to think it's me. Because it was just so bad. Like, it wasn't me, it was him.
Okay. Pero ito, recently, or actually kanina nga lang talaga, somebody sent a message sa Facebook page na, well, kapag may nag-message, dalawa kami ni Angie makaka-receive nun and dalawa kami pwede makasagot nun. Una, si Angie yung nag-try nag-engage sa kanya. Tapos, midway, ano ba nangyari? Parang you had...
I had a webinar. Oh, I had something to do.
Yun. Then, sabi ko, sige, I'll take over. Galing ko eh, no? Habang pasensya eh. Ito. Oo. Tapos, ito na, si Kuya, naisip ko, sabi ko, baka, kasi hindi siya kagaya ng ibang troll na, yung typical troll na, ano mo yun, yung pa...
Aggressive
or pabibo and, agad na ganyan, na pabida, na magaling ako sa ganito. Ang tanong niya agad is, pwede po ba kayo makadebate? Yun. And si Angie already made it clear din dun sa person na yun, na we don't try to engage in debates and mutually na Angie and I agreed na if you sincerely want to have an honest discussion with us, you can send us an email. Kasi that way, baka pwede ka pa naming masagot. Kung gusto mo talagang, may tanong ka, may gusto kang klaruhin about atheism, humanism, and everything that we stand for. Okay. Nung si Angie, nung nag-step away ka, sabi ko, baka pwede kong gamitin yung mga natututunan kong methods on how to engage with people with a different opinion.
Learning moment ba?
Oo. So sabi ko, baka magamit ko dito yung street epistemology. If you're not familiar, look for Anthony Magna Bosco on YouTube. Meron din siyang Twitter and marami pang social media platforms. And sa street epistemology, you're not actively trying to engage your audience or your participant in an argument. From the name itself, it's epistemology. The ultimate goal is to find out the method or in how person thinks. So sa methodology nito, gusto kong malaman kung paano nag-iisip yung taong kausap namin ngayon. So, paano siya naka-arrive dun sa claim niya na yon, and how and why does he believe that it is true?
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung ultimate goal ko sana nun. Ngayon sa street epistemology, isang measure din to find out if the person you are trying to engage with is open for an honest discussion, you have to ask him a question na black and white.
Yeah.
Na either or lang, na malalaman mo kung honest ba siya, maging honest ba siya sa mga sagot niya, and maging open din ba siya na makatanggap ng ibang, ng opinion na iba sa kanya, pero yun yung totoo. Okay. The question originally is, dapat meron yung tic-tac-pack. Tapos, papahita mo sa kausap mo and tatanungin mo sa kanya na, do you agree that the contents of this tic-tac box only has either odd or even numbers? Hindi pwedeng both odd and even.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if he answers na yes, so dapat either odd or even lang siya, kahit pasabihin niya na wala siyang way to find out or to know how much it na hawak lang niya without having to count it manually, ang sagot dapat is yes, hindi pwedeng both odd and even yung numbers na nandun kasi isa lang yung sagot, either odd or even yung numbers. Now this guy tries to engage us na bakit ka po naging atheist? Ngayon, ang mali ko, hindi ko agad natanong sa kanya yung question na yon, na yung odd or even. Sinagot ko agad na, we're an atheist because we have not been presented enough reason to believe that God or any gods exist. Tapos, I tried to throw the question back at him. So, why do you believe that God or any gods exist? Then, saha ko siya tinanong pabalik. Ngayon, bago mo sagutin yan, binatosak ko sa kanya yung question ng tic-tac. Pero, na-realize ko na baka hindi siya familiar sa tic-tac. So, I gave him a different illustration na this time, box naman with ball sa loob. So, same pa rin yung ayaw niya akong sagutin. Nung matino.
No, he said, stick to the topic.
Oo, yun.
Noong una, it was, choose the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, kayo nag-message sa amin. We're kind of busy today.
Oo.
You know, it's a busy day. Para sa akin ah, you wanted to debate, you give the topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like inviting me to your party and then saying, what did you bring me to serve? You're the one who engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Bring something naman to the table.
Oo, yung parang nag-gate crash ka na nga sa party namin, anong bambag mo ganon? Mm-hmm. So, pinilit kong i-enforce yung idea na my platform, my rules. My platform, my time, my rules. So, hindi ka pwedeng magsabi na babaguhin mo yung laro na ikaw yung nagpunta dito, ikaw yung nagpilit sa amin na may pagdebate sa amin. So, hindi pwedeng ikaw yung gagawa ng rules. kung sabi ko, sinabi ko pa na kung ayaw mong masumunod sa rule na yan, humanap ka ng ibang kakausapin mo. Kinlaro ko yan.
He's actually saying it very nicely here right now.
Yes.
He's saying it nicer now.
Tapos, ayaw niya, pinipilit pa rin niya. O, pwede bang bumalik tayo sa ano sa topic, ganyan. Stick to the topic kasi, okay, sige. Sabi ko, pero sagutin mo muna yung tanong ko. Tapos, eto na yung ano, in-extend ko na yung ano, yung pasensya ko dito sa part na to. Sabi ko, okay, sige, to be fair, baka nga naman confusing yung question ko kasi may ano, add or even baka nalilito siya dun sa structure ng tanong ko na kasi pag tinagalog ko baka iba yung meaning. So, sige, binalitan ko. Sa tinanong ko sa kanya, gusto naglalaro ka ba ng chess or familiar ka ba sa chess? Ang sagot niya is
hindi.
Tapos pero sabi ko, pero naniniwala ka na sa loob ng isang chess set, meron lang dapat black or white na pieces. So, sumagot siya, oo. Okay, nakuha ko yung sagot. I have to squeeze it out to him. Na-extend yung pasensya ko, pero at least nakuha ko yung sagot. Ano nga ba yung sinabi niya na sobrang nairita na ako?
Stick to the point.
Yun, stick to the point. Stick to the point. Binalik niya yun. Tapos sabi ko, teka, part yun ng ano. Part yun, sabi ko. In-explain ko rin sa kanya na sabi ko, kaya ako tinanong yun because that's how I gauge or doon ko malalaman kung tapat ba yung pinilit ko pa yung Tagalog, tapat ba yung makakausap ko or handa ba yung makakausap ko na magkaroon ng tapat na diskurso. And anong sinabi niya?
He basically the way that this ended, mind you, I'm in the middle of a webinar and I'm still looking at these messages and I'm laughing because I'm like, halaka, si Tito Dandan mo nagagalit na. I did reply to that and I said this is part of the topic. If you are not willing to listen to examples or if you are not even ready with your own examples to you know, basically explain your side, you're not ready for a debate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the fact of it. Diba in school, pag nagre-ready kayo for debate or debate class or whatever, you have to do research and you have to give examples to support your point of view.
Right.
Not even saying that you're right or you're wrong. There doesn't have to be a winner per se. It's just you have to be able to present examples to support your side. So the fact that he was just saying stick to the topic, hello, we are sticking to the topic, eh ikaw nga, you couldn't stick to it. And then he said something na parang, if I have a difference of opinion, because you were saying we're trying to do this with logic and reasoning, and he said, well, what if I still say that I believe in God and I believe that that's why I'm here, with logic, would you still respect my opinion? And see, this is where Tita Angie Mo was going to reply and say, of course, we will respect your opinion, pero you're not ready for a debate. Ikaso, si Tito Dandan yung masungit. Bye, Felicia. And then cut him. I'm like, oh, well, that escalated. So, wala na. I wasn't able to say na, yes, we will still respect your opinion. Mind you, if the person is listening to this, yes, oh, diba, you had your 20, 30 minutes of fame. The reason we're bringing this up, huh? We are not here to debate to see who is right. We are here to discuss. And I think this is why Tito Dandan, Brother Dandan, is really pissed off. Because we are willing to listen to you. Even if you are super religious, even if you think that, you know, the earth is flat, whatever, we will listen to you if you can have a logical discussion with your facts. And then, wag kang mapikon. Because this is where Tito Dandan gets really pikon pag hindi mo ginamit yung common sense niyo. That's where he gets pissed off. Kasi wala nang sense. the same thing comes, like, if you want to defend the flat earth or whatever, or that there are aliens and Bigfoot is real, sige lang, let's talk about it. But you have to come prepared with mm-hmm. your facts, or at least your whatever you consider a fact or proof. You have to present it to us, give us examples, because that's how we're going to use our... I know, that's how we're going to go back and forth. We're, okay, well, I have an example na ganito. Mm. That is still the topic. Because it's like teaching. How are you going to make somebody understand if they don't get it the first way in the textbook? You give examples naman so that they can understand, ah, okay, I can apply it in this situation. Hindi yung stick to the topic. It's not a script. Okay. And excuse me, you sought us out. We were minding our own business Oh-oh. Kanina. Diba? Dapat matulog si Tito Dandan. Yung puyat yan.
Oo. Yes. Ngayon. Kasi
puyat yan.
Nung nag-start siya mag-message, kahatapos ko lang mong ano, tapos yung i-outline yung script natin.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I was wondering na parang, why aren't you sleeping na? Oh, this is not going to end well. It escalated and boom.
At this very moment, 24 hours na akong gising.
Yeah. Actually, totoo yan. It's a miracle. He has been awake for 24 hours. We have been recording for 4 hours straight.
Yes.
Today. We're not complaining.
No.
But it's just that when you come to our social media and you want to engage in what... It's so... Parang, can we debate? Ako naman, about what? What is there to debate about? I'm sitting over here minding my own business, eating my popcorn and shit. What do you want to debate about? What did I do to you? And if you already go to our page, or if you're listening, first of all, if you go to any of our social media and you assume you know what we're about, shame on you.
Yeah.
You need to listen. Sige na, para may konting streaming kami. Listen.
Parang nahilang ulit ako sa kanya na ano, podcast po kami. Hindi yeah. po kami ano, platform for debates.
pero naman, Papsi Kids, here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is me again trying to be super duper positive spin on shit. I actually don't think this was a troll. I feel like this person truly wanted to experience a discussion mm-hmm. about faith
mm-hmm.
and religion and atheism. I felt like there was something there, but like I told Dandan, we are not that training ground. Mm-hmm. You have to already have reached a certain level of being able to understand what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not even what we're trying to say. We know what we're trying to say. What are you trying to say? Because hindi niya alam.
Yes. Parang very evident dun sa chain ng usapan natin na siya yung tipo ng tao na either nakapanood ng debate, na-train for a certain type of debate na yung evidence or yung quote-unquote evidence na bit-bit niya ay binit-bit niya rin lang din or tinuro lang din sa kanya ng ibang taong nakipag-debate. Kaya nung binago ko yung laro na imbes na makikipagtalo ako sa kanya, binalik ko sa kanya yung tanong. And dito, ito na yung beauty ng ano eh, street epistemology. Eh.
Kasi very good, yeah.
You're changing the game and kapag yung tao hindi talaga alam yung sinasabi niya or wala siyang ano, walang sustansya yung sasabihin niya, mangangatog yan.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently nangatog siya kaya siya paulit-ulit na sinasabi na ano, stick to the topic po tayo or ano ba, yung ano po bang pinaniniwalaan niyo, kasi kaya ilang beses ko na siyang ni-reroute na sige, kung may tanong ka or may honestly may isang bagay kaya na honestly gusto mong maliwanagan about atheism, send us an email. Pero nung
you know what it reminded me of? Parang hazing. Like someone, it was like this poor kid or this poor person had gone to some Bible study group and they said, sige na nga, ito yung parang test sa'yo. Go message that group over there
mm-hmm.
and see if you can win. Parang kawawa yung bata or tao. Kasi for me, hindi naman siya bastos.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, guys, we've had really bastos people message us.
Oh yes, definitely.
this one was not pastos, which is why pinahaba ko rin yung pasensya ko na parang, okay, this poor person is trying so hard to try and be logical in their say. They just weren't prepared. They were not equipped. Kaya nga ang sabi ko, come back when you have something a little more substantial. Para sige, mapag-usapan na natin yan. We can talk about it. But again, sabi nga ni Tito Dandan nyo, he has no time for this shit. Okay? If you cannot come with your logic, or at least be open to the logic, there is really, it's not time for you to come. Parang ang lakas ang loobog. You want to debate? Ah, talaga? Kami ba?
Ano ba eh? Parang mga ilang beses ko yatang sinabi sa kanya. Kasi paulit-ulit siya eh. Na sinabi ko, utang na loob, nagbabasa ka ba? Ganyan. Yan na.
I know. Sabihin, ano, sungit. That was Tito Danda.
Pumipitik na ako. Yan. Na, okay, sige. Angie try, was being so nice to him. Oh, sige, try ko rin maging nice. Sige, ganyan. Tapos, ano ba yung isang beses na, utang na loob, magbasa ka nga, tapos nag-sorry siya.
Yeah. Oh. And this is what I mean. I don't think he was intentionally trying to piss you off. He just got the ang malas niya lang because it was you. Here's another thing, guys. Just to put this out there, alam mo yung, he was saying that it's not fair na isa lang siya and marami tayo or dalawa tayo. So I was like, okay, minimum there's two of us. You cannot pick and choose. We're a package deal.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Oh.
We're gonna tag team the shit out of this, whether you realize it or not, because one is gonna answer. And that, but then what happens is, malikad boy, it's good cop, bad cop sa amin dalawa. If you had played your cards right, we could have actually probably continued that. Because I would have been like, okay, I'll make you my plaything. Let's talk about it. Eh, kaso hindi, you pissed off Dandan. Because you weren't open. If you're not ready to hear, because the debate is not there to resolve anything per se. Mm-hmm. It's just there to give you different sides of a story. Mm-hmm. So if you want to defend your religion, we can sit here, we can talk about it. Yeah. I'd love that. That's not a problem. But don't say, pwede tayo mag-debate. Kayo pa, no, this is my favorite. Kayo magbigay ng topic.
Diba? May angas dun sa air, yung sinabi niya, sa sinabi niya, yun, nag-text sa akin, sabi ko, kayo magbigay. Okay, sure ka ba talaga? Kasi kapag ako nagbigay ng topic, wala to.
Actually, for me, I was like, well, what if I'm super gago and I decide to say like, okay, let's talk about birth control. Or even better, let's talk about menstruation cups.
Oh.
Diba? I mean, like, what would you do? You want to debate about it? And then what? Don't leave it up to me. Because I'm just going to go like, okay, let's talk about which is better, chocolate chip cookie or peanut butter cookie. I mean, you want to come at me, but then... dapat masustansya naman ng konti, diba?
Yeah. All right.
Pero promise, yung sumabog si Tito Dandan nyo yan.
Okay. Well, I hope this does not discourage people from sending us emails or sending us messages, honestly asking us about atheism or asking us or trying to clarify things up. Like I said, willing ako to engage in an honest and open discussion as long as bit-bit mo yung logic ng gusto mong pag-usapan natin or ilatag sa amin. Tapos,
you have to be open-minded as well. You might not like what you hear from our side. We might not like what we hear from your side. Mm-hmm. But that's why you're asking us to have a debate or a discussion. It's not even a debate. It's a discussion.
Oo.
Diba?
And I'm telling this story to flex na magaling yung pagdebate. Sabi ko nga kanina, hindi ako magaling makipagdebate. Pikon ako at mabagal ako magsalita. Bulol ako, as you all know and might have already observed, bulol ako. Tapos, nauuna yung bibig ko kaysa sa utak ko. Mabagal ako magproseso ng information. Kaya hindi talaga ako magaling mahipagdebate. Now, if you engage me in a discussion na gusto ko pong malaman kung anong ibig sabihin nito. Bakit po ba ganito? Bakit po hindi tayo naniniwala sa Diyos? Ano po ba yung evidence natin for it? Tapos, oo nga, ganyan. Or baka latag kayo ng information na hindi ko pa na-encounter at baka mabago nyo pa yung isip ko.
Yeah. It's just very unfortunate. It's not that we are afraid of a debate or discussion. Believe me, we are not. It's just that we have reached this point where sometimes it's not worth it. Yes. Because even if we have presented our case, we have given all of whatever information we have, the other side is looking for an answer that either we are refusing to give because that's not what we believe in, or they should have come up with it, yeah. Not us. So if we back down, or if we say, sorry ha, pasensya na, this is not worth our time, do not be offended. Mm. It's just us letting you know we do not see the benefit of using our time to beat a dead horse. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's the same. If you feel like, to mga to, they feel like they know everything, blah, blah, blah. Well, then you know what? You don't have to be on our pages. Thank you for liking or visiting. Yeah. But you don't have to message us.
Pag-engage pa nila, mas nabuboost pa yung page natin, mas marami pang tao na kita ng page natin. And thank you, trolls, for that.
It's just that it's we didn't seek you out. Mm-hmm. We're not mayabang. We're not trying to come off as we're smarter. That's not the truth. That's not the case. Kayo lang ang nag-iisip nun. We're actually just sitting here in our little circle, in our bubble.
Yeah.
Super happy. So we don't understand why you come with so much negativity and hate on our page and our social media when we're just kind of minding our own business. We're like, if you feel like we're hurting the world, okay. Isn't your God supposed to be great? Oh, shield it. You don't need to come after us to prove a point. You can go off and do good in your Christian values. And leave us alone as well. We don't have to engage.
Yeah.
Diba? But salamat sa time.
Yeah. And we have so many other more important things to give our attention to. We have our podcast. We have upcoming projects na hanggang ngayon hindi ko pong masimulan.
I know.
And we have may mga iba kaming audience na sincerely may gustong itanong sa amin na mas worth spending our time with kaysa
energy
and emotions and dugo na kaysa naman sa i-spend namin sa inyo. So we'd rather spend it with them. And to quote Kourtney Kardashian, Kim, people are dying.
I have no idea where that fits in, but okay.
People are dying, so mas may mas importante pang pagbigyan ng attention. Kasi
you quoted a Kardashian,
of
though.
Of course.
Okay. All right. This is where we're at. We're quoting the Kardashian.
And it's almost 12 na rin kasi, so magbabago na ako ng anyo. So and mind you, more than 24 hours na akong gising at this point.
Oo. Pinukulo nyo, dugo nyo ni Tito Dandan nyo. Ayun ako.
Pero buti na lang. Yeah, everything turned around for the better.
But you know what? It's going to be a very exciting week ahead, guys.
Oh, yes. Hopefully,
we
yes.
can say that. It's going to be a very exciting week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's going to be it for this Sunday service. If you enjoyed this episode and if you would like to hear more episodes like this, or if you want to just suggest for things that you want us to talk about, let us know. Hit us up in social media. We are Godless Chorizo in Instagram and Twitter.
And we are Godless Longanisa on Facebook.
And if you want to send us a long-ass email clarifying things or share us your stories, you can send us an email, godlesslonganisa@gmail.com.
And if you want to stay anonymous, you can do so by messaging us on Godless Chorizo.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Lalim talaga.
Alam mo yun, very obvious naman na na-extend ko or naihatid ko yung frustration ko for this day.
Obviously.
Yeah, but nonetheless, enjoy pa rin naman ako and I love that we are able to do this and still doing this despite everything. So, thank you guys.
And thank you for considering us debate worthy. No, it's a compliment. Oh, they think that we're worth debating. So, diba? It's still a compliment. O, diba? Humugot pa ako.
Yeah. All right then. So, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for making it this far. This is again your host, Dandan.
And Angie.
See you next week. Godless, everyone.
Godless.